We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Dap Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, Mil Dama, the Mishnah. Talk to the Mishnah. Shachtu Shaloi La'ichlov, or Shaloi La'mnuyov, or La'reilim, or La'tmeim, is possible. The halach is, a Karim Pesach has to be shechted for people who are able to eat a Karim Pesach. That means not to exclude a Choylo or Zaka, someone sick or older person who can't eat. You can't check the Karim Pesach for him, and because there's a mitzvah to eat the Karim Pesach, and that's ma'akiv, to be able to eat the Karim Pesach. Another halach is, it has to be menuyah, which means he has to be counted part of the chabura of his Karim Pesach. Another halach is, b'chol ora lo yechabay, a person who doesn't have a mila, even if it's not on purpose, it's because his brothers died, machmas, the mila, they died because of a mila, still the halach is that he can't eat the Karim Pesach. And therefore, if someone shechts for them, it's possible. Vel tameim, also, if the whole chabura is tamei, also the same thing, that since they can't eat the carbon Pesach, so therefore, even though usually a carbon can be sent by a tamei person to the base of Mikdash to bring a carbon, but the carbon Pesach, again, the achila is ma'akiv. If you can't eat it, you're not yet to the carbon, therefore a tamei cannot bring a carbon Pesach. So if someone who shechts the carbon Pesach for people who can't eat, or not accounted on the carbon Pesach, or they're arelim, that means they don't have a milo, or they are tamei, the lacha is possible. But if it's la'ichlav, shaylaichlav, you have on this carbon 5 regular young people and 5 zakenim, and you shech for both all 10, then you are yaitzo. See the Gemara in the Drasha, that la'ichlav, shaylaichlav, as long as some of them are people who eat, it's a good shechita on the carbon Pesach. La'ichlav, shaylaichlav, or lemnuyav, shaylaichlav, there are some people counted on it, they shech it for them. Ulamulim v'la'reilim, people had a mila or didn't have a mila. L'tmeim v'tayim, both tmeim and tayim. The halach is that the Karim Pesach is kosher. As long as you shecht it for some ksherim, it's enough. Like the Mark calls a miksas oichlim. Miksas is enough. You don't need everyone to be kosher. Shachtu karim chatzais. If you shechted the Karim Pesach before chatzais and Erev Pesach, we know Erev Pesach, we bring the Karim Pesach in the afternoon. If you bring it before chatzais, Pasul. It says by the pasuk of Karim Pesach ben Abayim, Shachtu Karim L'Tamid. What about before the Tamid? We learned the Gemara before that the Tamid goes first. Tamid ben Abayim goes before Karim Pesach because it says only one time ben Abayim. The other one says Be'erev and ben Abayim. So Shachtu Karim L'Tamid. The law is even though Tamid has to be before, let's say Shachtu Karim Pesach before, it's kosher. Ulvad she'echad the maris b'damay achi yizarek ha'Tamid. But you need someone to mix the blood until you spritz the carbon of the Talmud. That means, even after you shecht, that was not right, the shecht before the Talmud. But if you did it, you still can make up for it. Don't spritz the dam of the Karim Pesach until you're finished with the Talmud. And what you do, it shouldn't get hard, you have someone mix it. But l'maisiv in Nizra kosher, if you did it, and you were zoyrik, even the dam of the Karim Pesach before the Talmud, then it's kosher, then it's fine. So l'maisiv, that's what says in our Mishnah. Said one halacha about menuyav, shloim, menuyav, la'ichlo. And the second half of Mishnah talks about when you shechita. And our Gemara now, next few blat, are going to discuss the first few lines of the Mishnah. And later on, we'll discuss the later lines of the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara, Tana Rabbanu. Keitzad shloim la'ichlo. It says in our Mishnah that yeshech the Karim Pesach for people who cannot eat. What does that mean? It says it's possible. What does that mean? Zok to Gemara means this, l'shem chaylo, l'shem zaken. Someone who's sick can't eat or is a zaken. What's an example of shechting and Karim Pesach for people who are not counted on the Pesach? Which means, Nimru Olav Chabura Zu, B'shachu Shiv Chabura Acheres. You had a certain Chabura counted on this Karim Pesach, and you shechted it for a different Chabura. How do you know? This halacha that you have to be counted on the Karim Pesach. How do you know it's halacha? And how do you know it's ma'akim also? Also, shloim la'ichlav. How do you know it's ma'akim? How do you need it? How do you know it's ma'akim? Not really. Zok the Gemara, the Torah Rabbanon, b'mikhsas. It says in the Pasuk, in Parashas Bo'i, v'm yimat habayis miyois miseh. V'loka chu shon rei karo v'yiseh. V'nichsas the fashois in the cheshbin of how many people are in the family, ishafi ochloi techoisu alaseh. So it says a mikhsas, v'la'a minjana pesach nishchel v'lem nuyav. Mikhsas is lashon of being counted on it. So, it's like Rashi lashon menuyin, as mikhsas arakecha, it's lashon being counted. So you have to shecht the Karim Pesach, but people are counted on it. That teaches us that Karim Pesach, you can't just shecht it for anyone who wants. You have to be counted on before. Maybe if you don't do it, okay, you didn't get the mitzvah lechatchila. Maybe it's not ma'akev. Tamaleva michzas to choisu. Says later on in the pasuk, ishafi achlo to choisu alsa counted. Like choisu can mean lashon counted alsa. So you see again, it says to be counted. Shana love akasav la'akev. Akasav shana love la'akev. The pasuk it says it twice by kachim. Every time it says something twice, we know what it means. It's ma'akev. So here it's ma'akev, and if you're not counted on the Karban Pesach, you're not Yaitzah. Rebbe Omer, that the word Techosu is Lashon Sorsi, is a Lashon Arami. Sorsi means Arami. And it's a Lashon Arami. And it's Ka'odim Sho'im Lachavere Koisli Tleza. Shech me this Tle. So he's saying Techosu just means Shchita. That's what Rebbe is saying. And the Rebbe is saying is that you have to count the Olam, the people on the Karban Pesach, and ish to be achor to choyz vaaseh should be shechted on the set. Now, is Rebbe arguing with Tanakama? So Taisus speaks out clearly. Rebbe Omer, Taisus, the Machzor Rebbe Omer, Omer read the Rebbe loich palagat Tanakama. He's moider the ike kuva because pashup shal pasik michzois and to choyzu means to count it. There's a use of lashon to choyzu, which also means shechita. Teaches us that the psul of shaloi loich love is in shechita. That's what Taisus learns. There is a Rashi that maybe has Mashmoyes, that's Machlokes, the Tanakama, and Rebbe. And according to Tanakama, he learns Shalakos of Akev, and he knows Shchita because it says in that pasuk Lashon V'Shachtu. Rashi on Rebbe says, well, Tanakama, let's say Lashon Sorsi, Vasrei Ksiv V'Shachtu Oisoi. Rashi is like 6-7 lines from the top. He says that it says in the pasuk Shachtu Oisoi, that's when he was going by Shchita. V'Akaponim, either way, we know that when you Shech something, it has to be L'Shem the Menuyim, and it's Ma'akev, because it says it twice. Eshkan Shloim Nuyav. You know now that Shloim Nuyav is Ma'akev and his halacha has to be Lam Nuyav. Shloim Oichlov Nolad. How you know the din of Shloim Oichlov? That if you shecht it for people who cannot eat, you're not Yaitzah. On Makra, Ishafi Ochloi Techosu. And make a hekesh. The word Ochloi is the same pasuk as Michsos, as being counted. Iskish Oichlov Menuyim. When Makish Oichlov to Menuyim, that they have to be counted on. Just like it has to be counted on the Karban Pesach is ma'akev. Same thing, oichlam or also ma'akev. It has to be shechted l'shem oichlam. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Shechtu l'mulim. Amenashe shechaper b'arelim v'zrika. So a little bit of a new Gemara. We said that you have to, if you shechta completely for arelim, the halacha is that you're not yotze, because there's a din that if you shecht something for someone who can't eat, and then it's not, you're not yotze the mitzvah, and even if the clues are arelim also, you're shechting it for arelim, you're not yotze the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Now what about if you do zurika le arelim, or any of the other type of psulim? So that is actually a Gemara that says that ein machsheves oichlim bezurika. That's only a din in Shechita, not in Zerika. The Gemara is in a clear shaila that here you shechted amanas to make a Zerika for the arelim. And what's the halacha there? Shechtu lemoilim, mulin, shechtu lemulin, you shechted for people who had a mila, amanas yischapru boy arelim bezerika. Amanas that the arelim should have a kapara bezerika, which means he had a machshava for the arelim when you did the Shechita, but in that the Zerika should be for the arelim. So Rav Chisda am apostle, and Rabba am a kasha. Rav Chisda holds apostle, Rabba am a kasha. Rav Chisda am apostle, yes, machshavas arelim mizrika. There is a machshavas arelim mizrika. Rabba am a kasha, a machshavas arelim mizrika. There's no machshavas arelim mizrika, it's not apostle. And like we spoke out, we're really speaking out of Tosfos Amud Aleph, that the Gemara didn't clear the shaila if you thought by the zrika for the arelim. Because that, the Gemara didn't have a shaila, it was pashut a machshavas arelim mizrika. Here the question was, in Peshas Shechita, I thought of a Zerika to be spritzed the dam for the Arelim, that's where you have Machlekes. Rabbi says Kosher, Rav Chisda says Pasal. And the Gemara is going to bring Arichas here, how Rabbi learns his halacha that Ein Machsheves Arelim B'Zerika.